to our STFLS program for this evening. We're honored to have this Bart Simon from the Shiva at NYU. It's always a pleasure to have Rabbanim come and speak to me about the Yeshiva to honor us. And as we begin on Monday Shabbat,
we'll tell everybody a good vach. Shows the number of the Asra, of the Hess. It's a big schus to be here, to share some words of Torah, words of inspiration before Slichos. The Slichos really is the official inauguration of the Yomim Noraim. When you start hearing the first Kaddish and the Nusach, you know, you get that the feeling of Slichos. And I will try to say some words of inspiration to bring in, to usher in the season of Slichos and the season of Yomim Noraim, which, Be'ez Hashem, should lead to a good outcome for the year to come, for all of us and our families as well. We know that the Slichos has a pismon. Every day, every night, there's another pismon that we say, Chazan says, and we repeat. And the pismon tonight, V'motzai menucha ki damnucha tchila. That Motzai Menucha, Motzai Shabbos, Kidamnucha Tchila, we approached you the first time this year, the Motzai Menucha. Hat Oznucha Mimarom Yoshev Tehila, Lishmoa El Harina Velatfila. So apparently, there is a connection between, as the Rav mentioned, the Shabbos, coming out of Shabbos to Slichos. And I'd like to discuss that continuity that we have coming out of Shabbos right into Slichos. B'motzai menucha ki damnucha tachila. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Hazinu discusses tshuva. Says Yisha Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem will show his kind eye, his favoritism to the Jewish people. But another verse says kasuv acher omer asher lo yisof anim. That God is a person who's strict, won't show any favoritism. So the Gemara tells us, Osa tshuva, if a person repents, Nosei lo panim, then Hashem will show a kind face to him. Yochol lakol, you might think for everybody, Talmud Lomer Eilecha, to you, to the Jewish people, the lo le'uma acheres. Meaning that the concept of tshuva is a special gift that was given to the Jewish people. Even though Mefarshim point out, we're going to read Sefer Yonah on Yom Kippur, and we're going to see the Anshei Nineveh, but the Mefarshim explain that wasn't the real din of tshuva. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a nation that they did something positive, even though they deserved punishment, we'll just push off the punishment. But it's not the same concept of tshuva, says the Ramami Panu, as we have by the Jewish people, that whatever was done in the past, we have the ability to erase it. No say lo ponim, yochol akol tamalomar elecha velo l'uma acheres. That says the Midrash. One of the classical Sfarim, especially well used in the Hasidic world, the Bnei Yisoschar by Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinov, quotes this Midrash and explains the idea of tshuva specifically for the Jewish people. And I quote, "Sha'tshuva lo mahani rak liYisrael lo l'umos ha'olam." V'kosvu kadmoneinu tam bezeh. Why is it that tshuva only helps for the Jewish people? Because think about it. Tshuva is something, repentance is something very unique. We can undo the past. We can change things that happened in the past. So he continues and says, "Ifsak hilchus melech shemochel al kavodo ein kavodo mochel." If a king was mistreated by one of his constituency, he can't forgive that, because that would be a degradation to his kingdom, to the status of Malchus. "Aval Yisrael," says the Bnei Yisoschar, "nikru bonim atem v'Hashem Elokeichem." But Klal Yisrael is, we don't just have the relationship of a king and a servant, but we have the relationship, a father-son relationship. "V'av shamachal al kvodo, kvodo machal." And a father has the ability, even though we should never take advantage of this, but a father sometimes could be mochel, could forgive his kavod, his honor, to his son. So therefore, says the Bnei Yisoschar, "Al kein mahani tshuva l'Yisrael." Because since we are, the relationship is not just king servant relationship, as is with the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, but it's a father-son relationship. "Al kein mahani tshuva l'Yisrael," because an av, a father that is mochel on his kavod, kvodo mochel, a melech nat. But what does this have to do with Shabbos? So he continues, "Va'edus liYisrael," the testimony to the Jewish people that we have this relationship, a father-son relationship, "shenikroim bonim hu haShabbos." Shabbos tells us that we have a father-son relationship, because we know the halacha is that goy sheshovas chayev misa. If a non-Jew wants to keep Shabbos, he's not allowed to. He gets the death penalty. In fact, there was a famous story in Yerushalayim many years ago, where there was a prospective convert who was going to convert sometime in the future, and he was practicing keeping the mitzvos, and Shabbos included. And then somebody towards the end of Shabbos realized, hey, he's not Jewish yet, he's been keeping Shabbos. He has to strike a match before Shabbos is over. Because a goy, a non-Jew, sheshovas, that keeps Shabbos, is chayiv misa. Because Shabbos is a special matana given to the Jewish people. Shabbos is the Sharvito Shel Melech. It's the king's scepter. And no one could use it. So Goy Sheshovas is Chayiv Misa. But Klal Yisrael says the Bnei Yisrael Shabbat. She'en kein Yisrael nitan lahem ha-Shabbos lo'osu le'edus she'hem bonim v'yicholim shaper l'shtamish b'sharvit avihem. So the Klal Yisrael is bonim l'makom. So the father has a scepter, has a cane, or something like that. The son could use it because that's a special relationship. The fact that we keep Shabbos and we use this special scepter of the king, namely Shabbos, is because the relationship is not a melech eved relationship. It's a father-son relationship. And therefore we could keep Shabbos and we could use the sharvit of our father, the scepter of our father. So Shabbos declares that we are bodim l'mokom. Once we have that declaration that we are bonim lamakom, we are sons of God, so then follows, tshuva works. Because av shemochal al kvodo, a father that wants to forgive his child, he may. Melech shemochal al kvodo, ein kvodo, ein kvodo mochal. And that is the idea. We come to the Ribbono Shalom after Shabbos to ask for Slicha, to begin the repentance process, because we can only begin the process once we declare, once there's testimony that our relationship is that type of relationship of a father-son relationship. And that's what the famous Medrash says in Bereishis. Pagah bo Adam, Adam HaRishon met Kayin. Amar lo, ma nase bedinecha? What happened? Adam said to Kayin, what happened with your din, with Hevel? Killed Hevel, Amar lo, asisi tshuva. I did tshuva. V'nispasharti. And we made up. Hischil Adam HaRishon metapech al ponov. He slapped himself, Adam HaRishon, in the face. He said, kachi kocha shal tshuva. Wow. The power of tshuva. V'ani lo hayisi yodeya. And I didn't realize it. And right away he said, Mizmor Shir L'yom HaShabbos. Because Shabbos is the source. Shabbos is the root of tshuva. It testifies that we are what? We're banim l'makom. And that's where it all starts. But it's very interesting that the Gemara in Kiddushin on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, on 36, page 36a, has a question, a fascinating question, a discussion between the two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, "Kedetanya bonim atem l'shem elokechem, bezman shatem nogim minag bonim, atem kruyim bonim. Ein atem nogim minag bonim, ein atem kruyim bonim." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a stringent opinion. He says, we're considered bonim, children of God, if we act like children. But if we don't act like children, then we're not considered children of God. Rav Meir Omer, no. Bein kach u bein kach, atem kruyim bonim. Even if we made mistakes over the year, and we didn't live up to the expectation that we should have, we're still called banim. As the pasuk says, banim sichlim, banim le'emun, zereb mereim, banim mashchisim, all these psukim in the Navi. Rav Meir says we're always banim, even if we're not acting the way we should be. We're still banim. The Sadler Rebbe once said a fascinating interpretation to the piyut that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Hayom haras olam. Today, the world was created. Im kibonim rachameinu kirachem av albonim. Vim kavodim einenu luchos luyos. Meaning, we know there's a controversy between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether the status of sons is only if we deserve it or even if we don't deserve it. And normally, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. Why? The Gemara tells us the reason why, and that's daunting, because if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then we have to be very careful if we qualify to be called sons of God, banim lamakom. But you know what the Talmud tells us? That the reason why we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir is because why Rabbi Meir's opinions were so lofty and so hard to comprehend, the average person, even the Rabbanim, didn't fully comprehend it, so they always sided with Rabbi Yehuda. But we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayom haras olam, hayom yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olamim. Im kibonim, meaning, says the Satmar Rebbe, if we are like bonim, means we deserve to be bonim, because we followed your mandates, then have mercy on us, kerachim av al bonim. But im ka'avadim, meaning that we really didn't deserve to be called bonim, and therefore, we shouldn't get the opportunity to do tshuva. But you know what? Einenu lecha tluyos. We're looking to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, understand Rav Meir. Human beings maybe don't fully understand him. But you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you in Beis Din Shalmala, in the upper courts of Shamayim, could paskin like Rav Meir, and therefore what? Even if we're not deserving, Rav Meir says, Bein kach u bein kach, anu kruyim bonim. And therefore, that's how we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and Rosh Hashanah, which is the idea that starts now, b'motzayim, Menucha ki damnucha tchila. In the Motzai Shabbos, we approach, because Motzai Shabbos is the time that we're called Banim Lamakom, because Shabbos is the unique opportunity. Only a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give him this opportunity to keep Shabbos, because we're Banim Lamakom, and then Av Shemochel Al Kvodo, a father could sometimes forgive his son, but not a melech. Melech shemochel al kvodo, in kvodo mochel. But as we leave Shabbos, we have another aspect of Shabbos that gives us this opportunity to start the tshuva process. You know, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Meshech Chachma, tells us the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. He says, Shabbos was really a day of ourselves focusing on our relationship with God, focusing on the greatness of God, the creation of the world, and it's us and God. Yontif is more about getting together as people, man and his fellow man. Even though in this generation, if we wait till every Yontif to get it together, man and man, won't be so good. So I think in this generation, we have what's called a Harosh Shah, that we treat Shabbos like Yontif, for this aspect, not for the halachic aspects of cooking and things like that. Because, you know, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, Bekoshi, with difficulty, do we allow you to say good Shabbos to your friend? Because Shabbos really, Hashem didn't do malacha on Shabbos. So what does that mean he didn't do malacha? What was his malacha? Vayihor. It was dibur. So therefore, not doing malacha should mean that there should be a tainis dibur on Shabbos. So Bekoshi, with difficulty, they said you could say good Shabbos to your fellow Jew. So obviously, as Dr. Nissel once pointed out, you see from over here that it's not necessarily a time for camaraderie. But I wouldn't recommend that that should be your approach in this generation. That Shabbos Fakir is a wonderful opportunity to get together, you know, and to invite people to your home, and to especially new people. I always say the Shabbos table is one of the strongest vehicles of camaraderie and of friendship and of kiruv. It's a tremendous opportunity that we have every week, and we should always take advantage of that opportunity. Maybe in a different generation, that could have been the better approach. But Shabbos, in theory, is the time that we focus solely on our relationship with God, the loftiness of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, that gives us the midah of anava. Because if the first step for a person to do tshuva is to realize that he made a mistake. Not everything we did was right. If we can't take that first step, then we'll never get anywhere. We can make mistakes, and that's fine. That's a very important lesson in every relationship with spouses, with friends, with anything in life. A person has to be able to admit that sometimes we made mistakes. And we're human. Everyone makes mistakes. That's what tshuva. But the Ribono Shel Olam, he's the Kol Yachol. But we're human. And that's where tshuva begins. Because what do we say in Slichas? We keep repeating this. The Kel Melch Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. What do we say? We refer to Moshe Rabbeinu, not by name, but we say, Kehodata la'anav mikedem. As you taught the anav, Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't even call him Moshe Rabbeinu in the Slichas. La'anav. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the accolade that he was given in Chumash. Ish Moshe anav mikol adam al shel panei ha'adama. He was the unique, humble individual. And we learn humility from Shabbos, as the Svarim point out. And the Sefer, one of the classic Hasidic Svarim, the Noam Megadim, says, you know what it means, Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama? It doesn't only mean that he was the biggest on of humility than any other person in the world. What it means is, some people, when they're thinking about themselves and God, they realize, oh, Ribono Shalom's up there, who am I? But when I think of myself and my fellow Jew, and of course I'm greater than him, and I could speak down to him, etc. Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama means that when Moshe Rabbeinu, in interpersonal interactions, always what? Looked up to somebody. Was always an anav with his interpersonal relationships. Mikol Adam means, in his relationships with other people, he was an Adav. And that's how the Sefer Atzei Chaim, who was the brother of the Satmar Rebbe, said, that's why The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was even in the daytime. Other nevi'im, as great as they were, the nevuah was only at night. Because at night, you're thinking about yourself and God. So that's where their Iker Anova was. Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova was even during the day when he had an interpersonal relationship with other people. As the Ramban writes in the famous letter of Nachmanides, whenever you speak to somebody, whoever they are, speak up to them. Never speak down to a person. Kehodata la'onav mikedem. So Shabbos gives us that midah. And we leave Shabbos, as the Meshech Chochma says, it's the time that we have that tremendous hakara of the Ribono Shel Olam, and that gives us this midah of another. That was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we keep repeating that in Slichas again. Because Slichas not only, again, is the idea that we are banim lamakom, that gives us the right to embark upon asking Slicha. But on the other hand, if we think that we're perfect and we never did anything wrong, then there's no beginning to the process either. So that's the second point that Shabbos gives us. Gives us this hakara. Ribono Shel Olam is up there. He's perfect. But no one else. No one else. Everyone's allowed to make mistakes. I'll tell you an idea from Rav Chaim Voloshina, the famed Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. It says in Pirkei Avos, Aseh lecha rav, should have a rav. Kneh lecha chaver, get yourself a friend. Okay, two good things. What's the third thing? Havedan es kol ha'odam lekav schus, and judge everyone favorably. So the question is, what does the third thing have to do with the first two things? Having a rav, having a friend, and now judge everyone favorably. So says Reb Chaim Voloshina, because you know what? There's no rav that's going to be perfect, and there's no friend that's going to be perfect. So if you can't learn to judge people favorably, you'll never have a rav, and you'll never have a friend. So if you want to aseh lecha rav, kneh lecha chaver, it's only if you know how to judge people favorably. People can make mistakes, you make mistakes, and that's the beginning of another. In this week's Parsha, we also read the Parsha of Bikurim, where it says, Vishtachavisa lefnei Hashem Elokecha, that we bow down to the Ribono Shel Olam. And there's a fascinating idea that is quoted in the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Ladi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, who wrote a Shulchan Aruch that's widely used, not only in the Lubavitch community, but the whole Hasidic community plus and beyond. And the Mishnah Brura always quotes from the Alter Rebbe, the Rashaz, the Graz, always quotes him. And one of the things he writes is the following. He says, we say in the davening in Yontif, Mipnei chata'inu galinu me'artzeinu. Because of our sins, we were expelled from our land. V'nesrachachnu me'al admaseinu. And we were taken far away from our land. V'ein anachnu what? Yecholim, what we can't what? Le'ra'os. U'lishtachavos lefanecha. And we can't bow down in front of you. So the Alter Rebbe asked the question, why can't we bow down? I understand we can't lay ros. We can't be present there. But bow down, you can bow down anywhere. You can bow down anywhere. What's the idea that we can't bow down? So he says, there are two types of bowing. There's a physical bowing. You can bow down, prostrate yourself, any place. But then there's an inner hishtachavah, an inner bowing, meaning submission. Person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he sees the divine spirit of the Ribono Shel Olam, he feels humble. But when you're further away, even today when you come to the Beis to Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim today is not what it was when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you feel a certain awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have Hishtachava Pnimi, and that we don't have the same ability to totally subordinate ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's the beginning, that Shabbos helps us with. B'motzai Menucha Kidam Nucha Tchila, we see the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we see how great He is and how limited we are. And then in next week's Parsha, we're going to read Ki HaMitzvah HaZos. Certain mitzvah is not difficult. And there's a different opinion what this mitzvah is referring to. Is it the mitzvah of learning Torah? Or as the Ramban says, the mitzvah of tshuva, of repentance. And then it says, this mitzvah, lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the sky. So what does that mean? It's not in the sky. So the Gemara says, lo timtso b'misha magbiya daito alech ha-shamayim. He says, if a person is not humble, he's not going to be able to do this mitzvah. Meaning, so if it's Torah, it means he won't be able to learn Torah properly. But if it's what? If it's tshuva, so it's very well understood. Because if your head is b'shamayim, and you always convince yourself that you can't do any wrong, then you'll never be able to start the process. And that's where we begin, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Keodata la'onov. The Zohar says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Musaf of Yom Kippur, is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was Onov Mikol Adam, he understood that every individual requires respect. And every individual, even though as accomplished you may be, more than your fellow friend, that doesn't mean in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes that you're greater than him. Therefore, you always speak up to every individual. You never speak down to any person. And that's the beginning of Slichos. B'motzoi Menucha and Motzoi Shabbos Ki Damnucha Tchila. We approach the Ribbono Shel Olam to beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam, to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam that we love him, we're banim lamakom, we have a father-son, a father-daughter, whatever you'd like to say, relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, he's ready to be soleach, but we have to start the process. B'motzoi menucha ki damnucha tchila. And this is the opportunity, b'motzoi Shabbos, and it's wonderful to see you all together here in Shul. I see the Chazan is ready to go, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel the tefillos starting tonight, throughout Ne'ilah, throughout Hashanah Rabbah, wherever different opinions, when is the final stamp. Some say it's Ne'ilah, some say it's Hashanah Rabbah, some say it's Til Chanukah, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept your tefillos, and you should have a good gezunt yor, a happy year, a year of good health, so you can only share nachas from each other, from your families, together with Klal Yisrael, Admei Avest and Shana.